In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my sins unto the Lord.
And thou forgivest iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishment. I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray thee by thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, and other sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful unto me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. Almighty and everlasting God, direct our actions according to thy good pleasure, that in the name of thy beloved Son we may be made to abound in good works. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Morning. Luther's small catechism as the head of the family should teach them in a simple way to his household the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The fifth petition. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. What does this mean? We pray in this petition that our Father in heaven would not look upon our sins, nor on their account deny our prayer. For we are worthy of none of the things for which we pray, neither have we deserved them. But that he would grant them all to us by grace. For we daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment. So will we also heartily forgive and readily do good to those who sin against us. So far our confessional reading. The Old Testament reading for this morning from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 42, reading from verse 1 through verse 9. Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry out, nor lift up his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed he shall not break, and a smoking flax he will not quench. He shall bring forth judgment of the truth. He shall not fail or be discouraged till he have set judgment in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of that. So far, our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from the first letter of the Apostle Peter, chapter 4, reading verses 12 through 19. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin with us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing, as unto a faithful Creator. Here ends our epistle reading.
Alleluia.
chapter of Matthew's Gospel, excuse me, reading verses 13 through 23. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeareth to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night, and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of by the Lord by the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt I have called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and in all the coasts thereof, from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. Then was fulfilled that which was spoken by Jeremy the prophet, saying, In Ramah was there a voice heard, lamentation and weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, and would not be comforted because they are not. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeareth in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead, which sought the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea, in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither. Notwithstanding, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside into the parts of Galilee. And when he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he shall be called a Nazarene. Here ends our reading of the Gospel. Faith in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and solemn church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
text this morning is the gospel reading. It's from Matthew's gospel. I would like to read it again at this time because in working with this text, two things stood out in my mind. First, the depth of evil that this rebellious creation is in. Second, the majesty and glory of God's eternal plan to redeem his rebellious creatures. So I'm going to read again the gospel reading from the New King James Translation. I'm going to back up one verse. Why don't you go ahead and be seated, since rather a long reading. Then, being divinely warned in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed for their own country another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take your young child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and stay there until I bring word to you, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I have called my son." Then Herod, when he saw that he was deceived by the wise men, was exceeding angry, and he sent forth and put to death all the male children who were in Bethlehem and all the districts from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had determined from the wise men. Then was fulfilled which was spoken by Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, weeping, and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children, refusing to be comforted because they were no more." But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the young child's life are dead." Then he arose, took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judah instead of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. And being warned by God in a dream, he turned aside to the region of Galilee. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, "He shall be called a Nazarene." God's plan in action. Warnings by angels and fulfilling of words of the prophets. He is born into a world that is hellbound for destruction. Herod's murder of these young children for nothing more than personal gain shows the ugliness, the evil of this fallen world. But of course, that kind of thing, murder for personal gain, the destruction of lots of others, has happened often in history, has it not? Probably, or at least for us older folks, the most well-known version of that was one man called Adolf Hitler and his murder of millions of people for his own gain. But think about it. It wasn't Herod that went through the countryside killing children. He ordered it. But others did so. What was their motivation? Personal gain. Either they were afraid to disobey their orders, or they gained the goodwill of those for whom they were. So too with Hitler, of course. millions of people murdered, hundreds and hundreds of thousands working to carry out his will. Each of them, either from fear or desire for something better in their own life. The murder of young children. We live in a culture that preaches social justice, care for others, feed the poor, provide provisions for the homeless, take in the refugees. And this same culture, a very high percentage of the folks in this same culture, talk about abortion on demand. Think about that. Think about that. What does that mean? At its very worst scenario, what we're talking about is the parents who have begotten a child. And again, the very worst scenario, with nothing more in mind than momentary personal pleasure, kill that child simply because for it to continue living would be an inconvenience to them. That's pretty ugly, isn't it? But what's going on here? What we're dealing with is the kernel of fallen, rebellious, sinful human nature. God created us after his own image, and our Lord Christ laid out quite clearly what God intended. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. If you examine your own dealings, even with your closest and most beloved family, you find that you don't do that all the time. You justify your own actions. You rationalize. I could have done better, but I didn't sleep well. I was hungry, and I was a little crabby that day. What we're dealing with here is that old idol handed down from Adam and Eve. That old satanic trinity, that would-be God, me, myself, and I. So it's into this world that God comes in human flesh. How did that go? Well, John tells us he came to his own and his own did not receive him. He's chased out of the land and into Egypt, fulfilling prophecy at the very beginning. His teachings are rejected by the religious leaders of his people. And when he is about to be arrested and killed, his own disciples abandon him. In the cross, the cruelest of deaths man can create fulfills the Creator's plan to redeem his rebellious creatures. There on the cross, the plan is fully revealed. He pays the bill. God, the Son, with his own flesh and blood, born of Mary, pays the price for man's rebellion. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, writes Paul. John the Baptist, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Paul writes, all things are of God who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Christmas brings us Easter, and Easter, with the resurrection, proclaims his victory. On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit fell upon the disciples as Christ had promised, establishing his church, that fellowship of believers in which the message of his eternal plan to redeem his rebellious creatures is carried and delivered in word and sacraments, in which Christian church he daily and richly forgives all sins to me and all believers in Christ, and will at the last day raise up me and all the dead and give unto me and all believers in Christ eternal life. This fallen world is fearfully wicked, but God's eternal plan to redeem his rebellious creatures is wonderful, beyond understanding, glorious. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him freely give us all things? How could you say it better than the Apostle John? This is how God loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He bought us with his own flesh and blood. We are the Lord's. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Was they my sons and daughters?
Lord Jesus, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden, to refresh them and give rest unto their souls, we pray thee. Let these guests experience thy love at the heavenly feast which thou hast prepared for thy children on earth. Keep them from impenitence and unbelief, that no one may partake of this holy sacrament to his damnation. Take off from them the spotted garment of the flesh and of their own righteousness, and adorn them with the garment of the righteousness purchased with thy blood. Strengthen their faith, increase their love and hope, and after this life, grant them a place at thy heavenly table, where they shall eat of the eternal manna and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own namesake.
Amen.
Be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is Jesus Christ.
Should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, thou hast given us a new revelation of thy glory, that seeing thee in the person of thy Son, we may be drawn to the love of those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
Holy.
us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the remission of your sin. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Lord be with you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake.
Oh.
Thank you.
strengthen and keep you steadfast in the true faith
and life everlasting.
Go in peace.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
and his mercy endureth forever and ever.
We give thanks unto thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith towards thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord. And keep thee, the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. make some announcements. The funeral for Jean Bordwell, Friday, January 10th, 11 a.m. Visitation at 10, and lunch will follow. And the installation of Pastor Clark, Sunday, January 12th, 3 p.m. at Zion. Dinner to follow there. Are there other announcements?
Bill? Dual parish council meeting after church and our Emmanuel's council meeting after that.
Okay, double council meeting for you Emmanuel folks. Yes, David?
Copies for Emmanuel. There's copies of the church constitution / bylaws there if you'd like to have a copy of that.
Okay.
On the table in the back here.
Very good. Yes, Tim?
We'd like to celebrate the Christmas tree today, Epiphany Fire. Well, we're planning on having that when we get some snow. We drop off in the park a lot. Not that near, Tom.
You or Tom? Okay. You got a tree you want to get rid of. Anything else? Well, let's join in the common table prayer. For those of you who are going to the council meetings, you'll have a little while of being hungry, but the rest of us are going to have some goodies. Let us pray. Come.
Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let these gifts to us be blessed on our mind. Open thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever. Amen.